I've got a message here from someone who couldn't be here today, who should be here today, and that's Nell. Nell started this campaign of 4 years ago, and he's worked on it day in, day out, in all that time. I think it's fair to say that when the campaign started, it never imagined the length that Oxford University, their friends in high places, and their backers in the Thames Valley Link would go to get that place open. Nor the depth to which they would think to.
Blood on their hands.
Now Mel is doing on and on. But he's not in there for something that he's done. He's in there because he's there to speak out, to stand up for what he believes in. And to not give up. He's a political prisoner, segregated in there. But he will never give up. And I know that he will be so thrilled to see so many people here today, to know so many people are here, other people who won't give up, the like him won't be bullied and intimidated.
Or
silent. And this is his message to you. That is myself writing this. Will give me even more reason to look to the day when animals are truly given the rights and respect they deserve. The closed world of this prison system, with its doors, bars and cabinets, goes on the way to increasing the empathy, I feel, for the animal victims of the university and other centres of animal youth. Of course, compared to animals like Phoenix, I am lucky. Whatever else my incarceration involves, it will not include the daily fear of suffering endured by millions of sentient animals inside institutions like Oxford University. Ecologists for animal abuse at Oxford University and elsewhere are busier than ever. As publicly quiet growth at the exaggerated claims increasingly being made for animal research, the attacks on the animal rights movement grow ever more strident and aggressive. Make no mistake. Scientists engaged in using and abusing animals are attempting to break free of any ethical restraints on the abuses they heap on non-consenting animals. They're also engaged in creating an atmosphere in which anyone who questions them or their scientific validity is immediately labelled as an addict or extremist. This will can't be like witch hunts from people who claim to represent scientific truth. Of course, those engaged in fostering the climate of fear and those who exploited it are responsible for the violence and fear of animals in their millions and still enduring each day. But the animal rights movement, which also looks to itself in the agency, too many so-called animal rights organisations have gone for the soft option. Celebrity endorsements and charity campaigns cannot replace active grassroots activism based on rights, justice and ethics. Animals deserve better than the fickle ramblings of a few washed-up celebrities and campaign careerists. The suffering of animals inside Oxford's shameful animal abuse lab can only be ended by people like you. The animal abusers and their friends and others will be only too happy for you to join up with one of the organisations that may deem acceptable or adored. Preferably one which will condemn grassroots activists at every opportunity. And while you sit and wait for the next lucky celebrity indoors family to drop through your letterbox, the animal abuse can quietly be left to kill as many millions of animals. Or you can be what they don't want you to be, an active voice for animals, prepared to be seen and heard on the streets of Oxford and elsewhere. Directly confronting the negative and distorted propaganda pumped out by the animal abusers. Using your own knowledge and skills to get the message to the public and not allowing self-appointed animal welfare to undermine the framework of animal liberation. Speaking then during its 5th year of fighting animal abuse at Oxford University. In that time, it has survived numerous illegal assaults in the High Court. Some have suffered physical assault from arrogant servants of the university. The campaign has been subject to a series of unlawful attempts to crush it by 10 of our leaders, and numerous acts of harassment too can be mentioned. It has been a subject of vilification and lies in the media, and the attention of a group of teenage egomaniacs of the ballot protest. All of this and more is to be expected, and in some ways welcomed. The more extremely desperate they become, the more you know you're definitely doing the right thing. They don't want to hear you today. They don't want to hear any day. They say they believe in free speech, and are right to demonstrate, whilst doing everything they can to stop it. Your presence here today, and every day, is a constant reminder that this isn't going to go away. It's not Oxford University or the police that will decide whether you feel for this and animal games. It's the public, and they're turning against the animal killers because you are here and will continue to be here. I'm sadly looking at the bars on my window and wondering what Felix would have thought. Likely, he would have wanted to be with the ones he loved and his family and friends. I have no doubt he has also wondered why his world was so hostile, and while those who trusted only caused him to fear him. I'm lucky. Whatever happened to me, I would one day see my family and friends outside the prison I now call home. But Felix and the millions of other victims of social crime, there is no happy ending. You can make a difference by continuing to stand up and speaking out. In fact, it's your persistence and courage that's the most important and vital ingredient in achieving the most far-reaching evolutionary step we as human beings will ever take. I wish I could have been here today, marching with you. But make no mistake, in every other way, I am here, and always will be. A quotation by Mark Beckhoff, a scientist is actually willing to admit that animals deserve to be treated ethically. If I assume that animals have subjective feelings of pain, fear, hunger and the like, and if I am mistaken in doing so, no harm will be done. But if I assume the contrary, when in fact animals do have such feelings, then they will put away my limited cruelty.